Saturday night at Benangle, 9:47. They will go like last week's pay, I reckon, in the Cordina Chicken Farms Chariot of Fire, the Group 1 of the 1609. Adam Hamilton's with me. Afternoon, Adam.
Yeah, afternoon, Cozzy. Really looking forward to this. It's for Menangle, it's the first of three magnificent Saturday nights in a row, culminating March 2 with the running of the first $1 million Miracle Mile. So looking forward to that one. And the winner of Saturday night feature, the Chariots of Fire, which is our biggest four-year-old race in harness, gets an automatic ticket into that Miracle Mile. And even the second horse would be considered. Historically, they're a chance of getting in as well. But this is a terrific Chariots. We've had a couple of big names go by the wayside, but such is the depth in this four-year-old crop. We've got a super-duper race coming up, and it's already been a very, very strong and interesting betting race. Because Ignatius, the Tasmanian, who is with Jimmy Rattray now, following that same mould where the Rattray family have him in Tassie, then he goes across to Jimmy Rattray at Menangle, like Bowtide, who won a couple of Inter-Dominions doing that. Ignatius, open favourite at $2.50, but he's already out to $3 because he's drawn out wide. Gate 9 comes into 8 when the emergency's out. Chase Auckland for the All-Stars barn drew Barrier 1. And he's been $2.80 into $2.50 since the market opened. Nat Rasmussen will drive Chase Auckland. The All-Stars barn have got three runners in it. Mark Purden is driving All You Need Is Faith, the $15 chance. And Ashley Locas, who is the other runner, will be driven by Luke McCarthy. So I think it's an open race. I really do.
Do you reckon they'll go like Scalded Cats for the first half mile?
Well, there's a very fast beginner called Pickard who led and was probably slightly disappointing on the wet track in the Newcastle Mile last Saturday night, or last Friday night. He looks the leader. He's got so much gate speed and he's drawn barrier two. He's a $9.50 shot. But I think they're set to go 148, 149 if the conditions are there to suit. Gee, so they should absolutely fly in this one. And I think Poster Boy, the Victorian's got a really good chance. He's already won a New South Wales Derby at Menangle for Emma Stewart and Clayton Tonkin. He's at $5.50. And as I mentioned, Pickard, who most think is the likely leader, is at $9.50. So that's a Chariots of Fire. Terrific support card as well. We've got the Sebelius Stakes, a really important lead-up race for the Group 1 Ladyship Mile, part of that big Miracle Mile meeting as well. Village Witch is your favourite from Barrier 2 there at $2.40. A little bit disappointing for mine last week. She got back and never really got into the race. She was okay late, but I wouldn't be stepping in at $2.40 on her. And we've got a really good Trotters race as well where Tough Monarch is a dominant favourite there. He's coming back from much harder races down in Melbourne, Cozzy.
If they put the pedal to the metal early in that Chariots of Fire, where do you think Poster Boy and Ignatius are going to finish up in the run?
Well, that's the thing, because they can't afford to get too far back.
Yeah, they're not going to stop, really, are they?
No.
They're top horses.
Chris Elford on Poster Boy will know that. I think he'll go forward early. And I think Jimmy Rattray now thinks that Ignatius is absolutely primed as well. So he's got to be getting into the action. So, I think the ingredients are there for a cracking mile and a really, really good race as well. And just quickly looking ahead to that Miracle Mile, why wouldn't Tiger Tara be favourite after what he's done this season? But it's a whole new thing after his greatest performances in the Inter-Dominion and the Hunter Cup have been in staying races this season. But he is the TAB fixed odds favourite at $3.50. Major Dan, who needs to pace to get it right, is a $7 shot. Ignatius into $11 to win the Miracle Mile. If he's got to win the Chariots, of course, to be safely into the Miracle Mile.
Major Dan and some of those, do we forget that form from last Friday night after the rain and so forth, do you think?
It was a messy night, wasn't it? The race was delayed. Major Dan, a little bit fresh going into it. Maybe the wet track didn't suit him either. But it's hard to be full of confidence with him because he's galloped two of his last three starts and he's led and been run down in the other one. But Kevin Pizzuto, his trainer, hasn't lost confidence, still thinks that he's a massive chance of winning that Miracle Mile. So
what are you going to tip the Chariots of Fire?
I'm going to tip Poster Boy. I'm going to tip Poster Boy each way.
Yeah,
I think he's got such a lethal turn of speed at the finish. If he's got to do the work outside the leader, he can't win. But I don't think he'll have to. I think he'll do a bit of work early. And then I can see him getting a trail in the running line and popping out and being really strong late.
That'd be a great race, isn't it?
Ripper. Bring it on.
Good on you, Adam.
Cheers, Cozzy.
Adam Hamilton, now they're getting set at Devonport.